Putting the year aside, 2020 wasn't it an interesting one? This time of the year can be a tough one for so many, and they do seek food, housing, crisis support. It does shine a light on those who are already struggling. So there are services out there. And to tell us more from the Give Where You Live Foundation CEO and obviously friend of the show, Bill Mithen, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and to you too, Stancy and Josh.
Now,
hope you get a bit of a break and a bit of a relax.
Well, not as much as you. You're taking a well-deserved few weeks, if not month, off. But before you do, there is an important, important services that we do need to get across to Geelong and the Surf Coast, because as you would know, some of these services are in high demand this time of year. Mm.
They are. That's right. I mean, this is it's a funny time of year, actually, because for many of us, it's a great time of year when we spend it with friends and family and, you know, obviously catch up. But for many, it's a very, very stressful time of year, and things can go wrong over this time, and it can become an incredibly difficult part of the year. And so, of course, with, you know, as we've just said, people take holidays and take breaks, and lots of services do the same thing, and they're absolutely deserving of those breaks as well, but there are some that remain open. And so we've put a campaign together, the Give Where You Live Foundation, in conjunction or partnership with Backforce, who have been a great partner in this, to just highlight and show detail the people and organisations that are going to be open over this Christmas period.
Bill, how are you feeling? Because we've spoken to you, I think, three times this year. Would have been one when COVID had just hit. And I think when we spoke to you, you were pretty flat. Then you were a little bit better during the year. Mm. Now that 2020 is almost done, how are you feeling after such a massive year?
Tired.
Yeah.
would be fair to say.
Yeah.
It's been a big year. It's been a huge year for everyone. And I'm really conscious that while, for me, you know, personally, it's been a big year, and for us as an organisation, it's been a really big year. It's been much bigger for many other people,
Absolutely.
And we come through it pretty well, but many, many people haven't. And, you know, thankfully, I think we get to, you know, a week or so time, a couple of weeks time, boot 2020 into the past.
Yeah.
And that's going to feel pretty good, I reckon.
Yeah.
And with a bit of luck, 2021 is going to be a whole heap better.
We have all had the discussion, even just today around the office, about, yep, there are many things that we definitely do not want to carry over into the new year, but it's also highlighted things like resilience and, you know, just the community spirit. And you would have obviously seen that with not only Give Where You Live, but the partnerships that you have, just the way the community has come together. It might not have been in the large amounts per se that we've seen, but just the way people have rallied together?
No question. I reckon there have been three things that have been really highlighted for me. There's resilience, absolutely. People have shown incredible resilience. Generosity. There's still so many people are so generous with their time, with their money, their contributions all over the place. And now the other thing for me has been a bit of gratitude. I think for all of us that have stayed in jobs and for all of us that have managed to get through 2020 okay, I think we've suddenly become very grateful for the simple things and those simple things. And I think that's probably, that's probably a good thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. And Bill, look, enjoy your time off. And I'm sure, like a lot of people, you'll be having a burning ceremony and throw the 2020 diary in there and just hope that it all disappears.
Yeah, the problem with the diary is it's all now digital.
Going to need that. So givewhereyoulive.com.au/holiday-help. Josh, it covers off food, crisis support, housing, mental health, family violence, financial stress and tenancy support. So all those details and those local organisations that will be there for you over this Christmas period are all up online. To the Mithen family and all those at Give Where You Live, Bill, we wish you all a very Merry Christmas and we'll chat to you in 2021.
Good on you guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for your time as well. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on board.